Where is he? Yeah.
Second one.
Please.
Andrei.
Please, come here. You should come also. You have been presented.
Okay.
Andrei. Come to me.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. So, are there questions, comments?
Maybe go to.
So, in pension to go for the welcome reception? No, no. Costa?
Okay, Costas Vurnas. This is a question for Dr. Mansoldo for the Irish system. I was a bit surprised that you have seen some, or you need to do some voltage stability studies. Do you have a history of voltage instability in the Irish system? This is one question, and just to end up my thought, the 25% of loading margin seems very much, if it is a real time, I mean, if it is on a real system situation, because when the load changes by 25%, many more generation will be on, so the system will be quite different. So two questions. One is, do you have cases of voltage instability in Ireland? Question two, why do you consider 25% as not enough margin?
Well, 25% was just a modeling testing, so it was a model of the system. We didn't have anything yet about margins to be taken when you plan in terms of voltage collapse. So actually, the reason why we develop this methodology is just to understand whether it is worth to introduce in the near future as a transmission planning criteria a limit of this kind. As far as the voltage stability question, we, according to my 5 years of experience, we didn't have voltage collapse problems, but we have voltage issues in different areas, especially in the south of the country and southeast of the country, so that we have to keep in operation generation in different areas permanently, even at low load. So that it could be a tool that will evaluate whether instead of a generator could be a synchronous compensator to be substituted with this type of technology, for instance, which may have also some other additional values and maybe cheaper.
Okay, thank you. Some other question? Okay, please. Identify yourself, okay?
Mikael Vemundsson, Gotia Power, Sweden. For Mansoldo, Dr. Mansoldo. Two questions, or maybe only one if the answer is no for the first question. This program, do you start from zero reactive support in the network and then run it to find an optimum? If yes, if you do that, do you find that your implementation of reactive support that is implemented now, is it far from what is optimum from your program point of view?
Well, thank you for the question, because that's a good question. Actually, we ran from zero because we have forgotten because from the ADC low flow didn't come any reactive. We have forgotten to put what was existing. And actually the value that we obtained was of the same size of what we have already installed, which is in the presentation about 3,200. That's why we were surprised to have 10 times more with the lower cost, which means that Maybe the savings in managing the losses with the voltage profile may help or may justify more VARs than what are at the moment in the grid. And this is our direction of study in the future on this topic as well.
Thank you.
Other contribution of any type? Okay.
Ian Hiskins. So I have a question that relates to the studies of dynamics in this session and in the previous session, and that's to do with the modeling and simulation. So there's a lot of changes happening in power systems that leading to stresses that maybe the numerical integration techniques are not actually capable of replicating. I noticed in one of the earlier presentations, PSSE was being used. I'm sure other techniques are use similar numerical integration routines. But when we are dealing with very low inertia systems, do these existing techniques actually truly replicate behavior? When we're dealing with very high penetration of renewable generation, do existing techniques actually replicate the behavior? There's a lot of decisions that are being made based on simulation, and of course that's all that we can do, but are there multiple industry utilities using multiple different techniques to get some kind of sensitivity analysis? Are they studying variation in parameters to again get some kind of sensitivity analysis? So it's sort of a general question to those who are doing dynamic studies, both related in the earlier part of the session and this part of the session as well.
Of course, we had the same experience because the dynamic simulation is a very complex topic, especially when we have a lot of uncertainties in the power injections. And we need to develop probably some probabilistic techniques also for dynamic simulation. Currently, we have a lot of work has been done for probabilistic load flow or things like that, also the analytical way to do the probabilistic load flow. And we have also a paper on this in the next days. But I think that the future will be to be able to analyze the system with the probabilistic dynamic simulation. And probably this is a good way. Currently we have more or less Monte Carlo techniques, but we need some analytical tool in order to consider the uncertainty and the sensitivity, but not only the uncertainty of the single injection and load, but also the ramp, the time derivative of certain things and things like that. I think this is a very important research topic for the future.
Nothing else? Oh, well, if not, before finishing, I would like to address to the authors my appreciation for their contributions. To the presenters, my apologies for being a little bit too rude, and to the audience, my thanks for their presence, and to discussers, of course, because this is the most important part is the discussions. So now we can go enjoy the welcome reception. Thank you.